What we've heard from the ANU is that it's an ongoing process of trying to deal with these cyber threats. And over the next couple of days and weeks, perhaps, we'll probably be experiencing some issues with our IT system as ANU tries to grapple with the intrusions into the ANU computer system.
How and when did you first hear the news that that this hacking had happened?
I first heard about it when everyone else heard about it, when the media reported on it.
So you didn't receive an email initially from the ANU, or you just heard it in the news?
Just heard it in the news. And then shortly after the news came out, the ANU sent out an email to all students explaining that there'd been an intrusion and they were working to deal with it. But as we've now learned, this story has come out months and months, you know, over half a year after the actual initial cyber intrusion. So I think ANU really has to answer questions about why it wasn't more transparent with this and why students and staff weren't informed earlier about it.
Has there been a lot of talk amongst your peers? What is everyone thinking about what's happened?
Well, it's actually quite hard to gauge because most students are on holiday at the moment. There's an ANU Facebook forum, and I think it's gotten a bit of attention on there, but it's hard to say what the average student's response is. I think most people probably aren't that concerned because they don't keep sensitive information on the ANU server. But I know of some researchers at ANU who do keep some quite sensitive information, particularly information relating to the Chinese military and Chinese government and Chinese Communist Party on ANU's computer system. And I'm sure they'd be quite upset to hear, you know, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 months after the initial attack that information might have been compromised.
Interestingly enough, your research is in cyber policy. So how much more do you think someone like yourself is interested in what's going on here than your average student who might not be studying cyber policy?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting incident because it's not often that we actually hear about cyber attacks. I mean, cyber attacks happen every day, probably every minute in Australia. Most of them don't go reported. Most of them aren't significant, but clearly this one has been described by ANU itself as a sophisticated intrusion into the computer system. And I think there's a question to be asked about whether it's actually a broader phenomenon, you know, whether a lot of other universities in Australia with sensitive information on their systems have also had their systems compromised but simply haven't reported it. You know, if the media hadn't come out a couple of days ago with the story, would we have ever heard about this incident?
So you believe that there might be repercussions for other universities? They also might be vulnerable?
I think it's quite possible that other universities have already had similar intrusions that simply haven't been reported on.
Do you think they're vulnerable to attack because they're not something that's such high security?
Yeah, I think everyone who's worked at a university has experienced, you know, all the sorts of issues with the computer network and the system, you know, not being able to log in and confronted with what, you know, might be an actual state-backed cyber threat. Universities probably aren't very fluent in responding to these kinds of issues and grappling with cyber threats of that level of sophistication.
What's your understanding of what you think the hackers might be looking for?
Well, there are a couple of possibilities, and it's hard to say given that we currently don't actually know the specifics of who was responsible for the attack, but it could be purely motivated by commercial interests seeking to gain research of commercial value that's stored on the ANU system. It could be looking more for things of actual military value, you know, looking at communications between ANU academics and people in the Australian government. It could be used to aid human intelligence operations by Chinese intelligence services. So if they had lists of students in certain disciplines that are known to often go into work for certain sensitive areas of the government or in defence, then it basically gives intelligence services a list of people to target.
The systems that we're being told are being overhauled. Do you believe this is a one-off, or is this likely to happen again?
I think, you know, cyber threats are an ongoing issue around the world, and it's not unusual for universities to receive cyber attacks. So it'll definitely be an ongoing issue that ANU will need to continue to work with government on.
Do you believe that universities like the ANU need to be taking the issue more seriously?
It's hard to say how seriously they're taking it at the moment. They simply haven't been transparent, but they certainly should continue to work together with government. And if they're not taking it seriously, then they need to.